Now the yellowhammer and woodpecker is a different type and different variety, but they both peck holes in the tree. And of course we have a bird they call sapsucker that pecks holes in the tree.
Have you ever heard a woodpecker called by any other name?
Peckerwood.
Peckerwood.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard a person call another person a peckerwood?
Oh yeah. Peckerwood. I don't have anything to do with that peckerwood. I've heard that.
What does that mean?
I don't know. He's a shipless, no good person.
Well, what about this animal that has black fur and it's got a white stripe down the middle?
A skunk or a civet cat?
I heard that for the first time last night when I was interviewing that fellow at Fayetteville. I never heard called a civet cat before.
Well, it's not the same. It's the same species, but a civet cat is smaller than a skunk. I had a little experience with those when I was out working on an oil lease in Oklahoma. We were not busy all the time, so I set out some traps. I caught a civet cat in a trap, and I didn't know how to dispose of it. It's still alive, had it down there. And so my brother-in-law said, well, get your big long stick, and you keep him looking at you, crack him over the head and he won't in other words, pray.
Yeah.
I did, and there was nothing to it. Now that might have been just an accident, but this is a smaller animal than a skunk.
Mm-hmm.
And the odor is a lot worse than skunk. It can be.
Wow.
That's what they say.
Have you ever heard of called polecats up here?
Oh yeah, they're called polecats.
That's the same thing as a skunk.
That's the same thing as a skunk. And I imagine they refer to a civet cat as a polecat, not knowing the difference in the animal.
Yeah, I interviewed a man in my hometown who got tangled up with one of those polecats, and he got sprayed.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was just really bad.
Oh, I'm sure. I hadn't smelled one for years. Sometimes there'd be one around here. But I hadn't seen one. Driving along the highway a lot of times. You smell one, sometimes you see one run across the road.
He said he had
don't hit him.
Had to bury all of his clothes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He said his wife wanted to bury him along with him.
I'll leave him alone.
Is there any comprehensive word that you might use to refer to animals that might get in your hen roost, say like weasels and skunks? And
well, fox. Well, an expression years ago was that the varmints got in my hen house.
Right.
And that would cover all species.
What about this little animal with the bushy tail that runs around in trees?
Oh, the squirrel. We have a gray squirrel and fox squirrel. This squirrel here in town.
Mm-hmm. Do some people call the fox squirrel a red squirrel?
Mm-hmm. And in Canada, they have black squirrels.
Oh.
And then they have a ground squirrel here, but they are chipmunk. But now in California, they have a ground squirrel that's not as large as our gray or fox squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
And still it's larger than the chipmunk. By which the chipmunk here live in the ground. Of course, then we have a ground hog or a wood. They call them woodchuck.
Well, could you tell me about some common freshwater fish around here?
Well, we have bass, and then we have I believe they call them a rock bass, and we call them joglines.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a few jack salmon in the lake, and crappie.
Mm-hmm.
I used to fish a lot, but
what do people use?
When they have a perch, and they used to, the natives call it sun perch.
Hmm.
Call it a perch.